Jay, the third quarter earnings out, certainly another strong quarter coming off of a record year 1 year ago in that third quarter. And for the first 9 months of the year, we're on a great pace as well. Net income, $1.6 billion. Revenues, just over $36 billion. Talk to me about the year thus far and kind of where we're sitting as far as CHS.
Sure, Don. You're right. It is. We're off to just a strong year after three quarters. We got a quarter to go. But the drivers, in many ways, are the same ones that have been driving us for throughout this year, and that is really strong global demands for the products that that our owners are just great at producing, and we're just getting the benefit of that in our sales and in our earnings and the benefit of the cooperative system. Those earnings then get returned to the people that own us. So we saw good energy results as we had good refining margins within our business with favorable market conditions, and the soybean oil and canola crushing business still remains really, really strong due to high demands for a number of reasons. One is into the food industry, which is just very robust. But then, in addition, is increasingly into renewable fuels in a larger and larger way, which is drawing on soybean oil and canola oil. So those areas really, really did well. We'd also say it's a bit of a different year on the fertilizer market, and I think your listeners know that fertilizer prices have been moving and in some cases down significantly over where they were a year ago. So that business is acting kind of normally. Whenever we get too high, it seems that market comes around and has a tendency to correct itself, and it has.
You mentioned those crush margins, and we know what's been happening in that whole sector. EPA just recently, where they came out with the renewable fuel volume obligations, and not as high as I think the industry had anticipated. Does that have any impact on what's going on in the crush year moving forward?
You know, I don't think I could say that it does. I mean, what's happening on the crush is really related to this, to the certain states that have particular tax policy that encourages renewable diesel. And not all states have that aspect, just a few today. More states are looking at it. But what's really driving that crush margin, yes, it is renewable fuels in general, but specifically it's this renewable diesel where soybean oil goes into the refining processes and then is sold in states that have a particular tax break that makes that work. And I think that's what's really driving crush, and I think that stays with us for a while. Those states have it in place. Refiners are geared up to do it, and more states are looking at it, so therefore more refiners are looking at it, and it's resulted in a strong environment for crushing operations.
Certainly for soybeans, it's bringing canola along for the ride, I'm guessing?
It is. As more soybean oil gets targeted towards that, then food industry starts looking harder at canola, and the markets are working as you would expect.
You mentioned fertilizer. As you take a look at the supply chain and all of crop inputs, it's been, I guess, top of mind here in the past 2-3 years. What do you see the scenario going into the fall season?
So we see, really strong supplies. I don't think there'll be an issue on supply, and prices have reset. I'm not in the business of going to say what prices will be in the future, but they certainly have reset for what we've seen over the last 18 months or so. But I think for the users that are looking at their fall needs, supply will be adequate, and we'll be in good shape as we get to that time of the year.
Jay, we've just, even in the last few days here, we've seen that value of the U.S. dollar dropping off. What's that mean? Does that have any impact as you take a look at really that macroeconomy and into the farm economy?
Yeah, I think, Don, it is, it's really going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You raise an excellent point. As a general statement, the United States is a little bit high in the market right now on a global basis for some commodities, and that's starting to impact exports as buyers around the world look at the U.S. competitiveness, and so this change in the value of the dollar, I think, could have an impact to increase some exports back up. But as a general statement, in some commodities, the U.S. is sitting a little bit high, and I know farmers like the high price, and I get it. And at the same time, it is a competitive world out there where buyers around the world are looking for value.
How is the U.S. business competing with South America, Black Sea region, some of the other parts of the world?
Well, like I say, right now, I think we're a little bit high. At the same time, I mean, this is a time of the year where, frankly, the market is looking to Brazil. The U.S. kind of has its time for the world stage, starting, call it September. The crop starts coming off the fields through February, March in time period, and then it flips to look south. At least that's as a general statement. Each year's got its own peculiarities. I think the issue that you raise around the Black Sea. I think that's very much again going to be a question. We've both heard the reports that the grain agreement arrangement that is in place to allow some exports via ship out of Ukraine needs to be renewed later in July, and Russia has certainly sent signals that they do not want to renew it. We'll see what happens. But I think that's just going to be a wild card again that will depending on what is done, will greatly impact exports around the world as perhaps other sellers are going to have to step in and fill that void.
Jay, with talking to a lot of the folks at some of your retail locations and such, labor continues to be an issue. Are you seeing any light at the end of the tunnel on that one?
No, Don, we're not. I think, the labor challenges for business in general, I think, are going to be with us for some time. You start with a math problem of numbers, but then you go on, around, we're all driving for really, really good talent. And I really feel good about CHS's position with talent. We know that the people we want in our retail location serving farmers across your trade territory of your listeners, we want it to be the best in the business, and we work hard to get that. And I don't think that's ever going to get easier. The drive for good talent is just so vital for our business and for the value we bring to people that are buying or selling to us, and so we'll work at it. I don't think it gets easier anytime soon.
Well, again, first 9 months of the year looking good. Some optimism, I think, as we move into the fourth quarter. Any other thoughts you want to pass on to our listeners?
No, I think I remain we're just really optimistic about the window we're in agriculture. I think it's just a really positive window. Not that it's easy; it never is easy in our business, and we all could use some rain and the issues that we face on that front. But just a lot going on around the world. I still firmly believe the U.S. farmers' ability to compete is not a question. We can compete just fine. And so I think there's just a lot of opportunities to give us, a lot of optimism for agriculture.